Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 343.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9, The Game, and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. And now it's time for the 343, brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. It's three local stories you need to know about. It's four headlines from anywhere in the world. And it's three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Let's start on the local side and mark your calendars for February 9th, a great event. This is the fourth one that they have done, Inter Atlanta FC, their annual National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. Enjoy pickup games, a women's panel discussion, music, pizza. College players are going to be there. I know from Oglethorpe and I know from Georgia State. I'm not sure about others that would be included. Potentially Kennesaw State, potentially UGA, potentially Georgia Gwinnett, potentially Emory. Lots of women's programs all over the metro area. A great, great event. Mark it down. February 9th from 4 to 6 p.m. And make sure you're following IAFC_blues on your social media platforms for more information. Couple players, or one player that I mentioned in the last segment, number two on the local side, big congrats to Atlanta United Academy product George Campbell for making his senior U.S. men's national team debut on Saturday. I will always remember seeing Campbell for the first time in a Generation Adidas game at the training ground that I called for the stream, and I had not seen him play yet. Had not really heard much about him, and he blew me away at center back in that game. And afterwards, I went downstairs to talk to Tony Annan, who was in charge of the academy at the time. And I'm like, tell me about this guy, George Campbell. And he told me the story about how he had been a midfielder, and they had injuries in the last event that the team had been part of, a tournament down in Mexico, and they threw him in at center back, and he just took to it. And he's taken it all the way to the senior U.S. men's national team. It's just awesome to see a great guy, an incredibly hardworking player. I think there's a ton more in his game to continue to see develop and unlock. Big congrats to George Campbell for his first cap on Saturday. Another former Atlanta United player is number three on the 3-4-3, the first three in the 3-4-3, Cristiano Brulletti, central midfielder and number six. He has bounced around on the college side a little bit. He's from Michigan originally, came here to Atlanta to join the Atlanta United Academy. Really close to getting time with Atlanta United too, and the first team in training. Didn't quite get there. Ended up going to South Carolina. Went back home, closer to home, to Michigan State last season. He's transferring to the powerhouse Indiana University program for next season. And he's one to keep an eye on as a possible Atlanta United homegrown signing. Keep an eye on Cristiano Brulletti. All right, four headlines from around the world. Just a couple of the interesting ones from MLS to start us off with the first set of headlines. San Diego FC, they have signed Luca De La Torre on loan from Celta de Vigo in Spain. 26-year-old U.S. international, it's a loan for the 2025 season with a purchase option. Great central midfielder, 7 goals, 16 assists, and 115 pro appearances. He's played in England, he's played in the Netherlands, and he's played in Spain. Chicago with a big signing today, designated player Jonathan Bamba from Celta de Vigo. He's very interested in making deals with Major League Soccer clubs. 28 years old, around $2 million on the transfer fee. He's going to be a designated player alongside Hugo Kuipers. Bamba starred alongside Luis Araujo with Lille in Ligue 1, was part of that league-winning team in 2021. 3 out of 5 seasons with Lille where he had double-digit goal contributions. The two biggest outgoing moves lately have been Sebastian Drewsy to River Plate from Austin for around $10 million and John Tolkien leaving the U.S. men's national team camp to finalize his deal, leaving the Red Bulls to go to Holstein Kiel in the Bundesliga. Number two on the worldwide headlines, let's talk UEFA Champions League and the games today and the games tomorrow, just kind of where everything stands in Champions League. Liverpool, they became the first team to guarantee a place in the last 16 in this new format. They beat Lille 2-1 on Tuesday. Barcelona and Benfica, this game was absolute liquid insanity. 5-4 Barcelona wins. Barca was losing in Lisbon 4-2 with less than a quarter of an hour remaining. They got it to 4-4. Benfica goes down one way on the attack. Player goes down in the 18. They think they're going to get a penalty. It's not called. Barcelona goes the other way, and Rafinha scores a brilliant goal to give Barcelona the 5-4 win. Aston Villa, their hopes of automatic qualification for the round of 16, they took a knock after a 1-0 loss to Monaco. Borussia Dortmund lost 2-1 at Bologna, and their manager, Nuri Sahin, could be on the way out. Four straight losses to start 2025 in all competitions. Even with the win, Bologna is out of the competition. Other results knock them out. They can't finish in the top 24. Sturm Graz and Red Star Belgrade also out after losses on Tuesday. Atalanta beat Sturm Graz 5-0, strengthening their spot to automatically qualify for the round of 16. The top eight do that. They finish the evening in fourth place. PSV won 3-2 at Red Star. They had a red card just after halftime with a 3-0 lead and ended up getting to 3-2. Stuttgart, comfortable win for them, 3-1 on the road at Slovan Bratislava, who is already eliminated. They've lost all seven of their games. Club Brugge and Juventus drew 0-0. The big game tomorrow is PSG and Manchester City, and that Stuttgart win is important in this game because it really means that a draw wouldn't do either team any good in this. It's got to be a win for either one of these teams. If it's a draw, they both might get knocked out on the last day of this group stage here in a couple weeks. Your other games tomorrow in Champions League, Leipzig hosting Sporting Lisbon at 12:45, Shakhtar hosting Brest at 12:45, Real Madrid and Salzburg, that's at 3, along with PSG, Manchester City, Sparta Prague, Inter Milan, Arsenal and Dinamo Zagreb, Celtic hosting Young Boys, Feyenoord hosting Bayern Munich, and the Inter Girona. Oh, sorry, mixing them up. It's Sparta Prague hosting Inter. That's at 3 o'clock. All right, number three on the headlines, Naomi Girma mentioned a tease of her talking about the U.S. women's national team in the last segment. Chelsea's women have agreed to terms with the San Diego Wave, according to reports, for the transfer of Naomi Girma for a record $1.1 million fee. First women's player to earn a transfer fee of at least $1 million. 24 years old, Naomi Girma, and I agree pretty close with Emma Hayes here. I've said she's the best defender in the world right now. Emma Hayes said after the U.S. beat Germany in the Olympic semifinal this summer, she's the best defender I've ever seen, ever. She's up there. She's that good. She's going to Chelsea. It looks like Lyon in France wanted to sign her, also put a $1 million offer on the table. But it looks like it's Chelsea who are going to get Naomi Girma. One of the reasons Chelsea is so aggressive in trying to get Naomi Girma is they have been missing Kadisha Buchanan. The Canadian international suffered an ACL injury in November. Chelsea want to win the league. They want to win the Champions League. They have a ton of ambition, and they're going to spend to get Naomi Girma, the best defender in the world. It looks like, according to reports. Number four on the headlines, more according to reports, Neymar. According to those reports, he's not going to go to the Chicago Fire that had been talked about late last week. Looks like he's going to go to Santos in Brazil, where he started. What does he actually have left? He's 33 years old in February. Jorge Jesus was talking about this in Saudi Arabia recently. And look, Neymar's individual ability is not up for debate, even at this stage of his career. But his recent injury record is. It's a problem. He has not started a match since suffering an ACL injury in October of 2023. 733 competitive minutes in 23 months. He's a player that I think is treated unfairly, though. Yeah, part of it is a little bit of funny ha-ha, and I've done it. Neymar has been prone to falling down rather easily and rolling a few extra times to get a call. There's other players who've done that as well. I think we almost hold him to an unfair standard because he's been so good in long stretches in his career, like scary good. You see him do something and you just laugh because it's ridiculous. He's been that kind of a player, but he's also been a player who was amazing as part of the trio with Lionel Messi and Luis Suarez. He went to PSG to kind of be his own guy, and then Kylian Mbappe shows up. He stayed at PSG too long. Everything kind of got sour, not all his fault. I feel for him because I don't think he's treated fairly and seen fairly. He's one of the all-time greats. He always will be that. And I hope that he does get to ride off into the sunset with a happy end to his career. If that's at Santos, if that's at the World Cup in 2026, whatever that is, he deserves it. He's one of the all-time greats. All right, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much to wrap up this edition of AST. Hakeem Martin. You don't know Hakeem Martin yet, more than likely. He plays for Soda City FC in the UPSL. Had the chance to be on the call. I worked the sideline. First time I worked the sideline on a broadcast on Saturday. It was a lot of fun. It was a very different mindset. Jessica Charman and Madison Cruz were on the call for this game. It was a national quarterfinal between Soda City and current FC of Florida. And I didn't expect my first time working the sideline to involve so much blood. Yes, blood. Hakeem got a wayward elbow from a current player. 16th minute, if I remember correctly. It was on the other side of the field. I couldn't quite see the severity of it. I did see somebody after Hakeem was helped up and walked off the field after the trainer took a look at him. I did see somebody go back out on the field to grab something and pick it up and bring it back. Didn't think much of it as I'm trying to figure out what happened to Hakeem, if there was going to be a card, what was going on. Well, as I was between the two benches and I got a chance to see plenty of what was going on, it was Hakeem, one of Hakeem's front teeth that was knocked out, completely clean with the elbow. And there was quite a bit of blood. And there were the trainer, I can almost quote him saying, this is not a tomorrow thing. This is a today thing of getting to an emergency dentist. You need to find one and you need to go and you need to get this taken care of. And I hope he did after the game. I don't know what happened. I haven't talked to him after the game yet, but he said, no, I want to play, and came back into the game and ended up scoring two goals in extra time to send Soda City back to the UPSL National Final Four. He was in some pain, too. He was hurting. I saw it in his face. What a performance from him. A player to watch. That's a fun team, Soda City, from Columbia, South Carolina. They're trying to do something that's never been done in the UPSL. They're trying to go back-to-back and win national championships. They're back to the Final Four after winning the last season in August. See if they can do it here in a couple of weeks out in California. Number two on things that make me smile about this game, reunions. I mentioned Neymar and Santos potentially getting done. And I mentioned in the first segment, Miguel Almiron and Atlanta United potentially getting done. Sometimes you go back to the well too often. Sometimes it doesn't. It's the second time around isn't as good as the first. Sometimes it's even better. And sometimes it's a great conclusion to the story. Sometimes it's how you finish the story. Miguel Almiron coming back to Atlanta is something I did not have on my bingo card. I did not think it would be possible. I did not think it would happen. It looks like it just might, and it will be an incredible story if it does. Number three on things that make me smile about the game, preseason soccer. We get a game on Saturday, Atlanta United in Chattanooga. 3 o'clock, not going to have a pre and post. We will have a recorded post game for you on the Off the Woodwork podcast. Full-time report will be live from chat or will be recorded from Chattanooga with all the post-game comments, all the highlights, all of that. But join us on 92.9 The Game starting at 3 o'clock. Mike Conti and I will be at Finley Stadium in Chattanooga for this one, and I cannot wait, especially after seeing this team so competitive today in training. AST will be back next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. We'll talk about that Chattanooga game. We'll look ahead to the game against Birmingham. Plenty of audio, plenty of Atlanta United stories, and you might just want to keep those notifications on because it's sounding like a homecoming could be in the works here very, very soon. Adios, everybody.